Welcome to the podcast of Pastor Daniel Braddock. He is the pastor of First Assembly of God in Plant City, Florida. We are so excited that you have joined us to listen to Pastor Braddock's powerful preaching from each Sunday morning church service. Listen closely to these messages, and your journey with Jesus will be wonderfully impacted.
There's nothing more precious, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. Amen. Amen. I thank God that we have the operation of the Holy Spirit here at First Assembly. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Almost at that point where you say, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord has already ministered, spoke to half of my message. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. It's very familiar scripture. We preached on it. We've shared it. And I don't know how far we'll go with it or get with it. First Samuel chapter 17. Matthew, I'm sorry that I didn't get it to you earlier. Beginning with verse 1, I'm just going to, because there's just so much that the Lord has shown me and laid on my heart that we're just going to give you a portion of it. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shucho between Judah and pitched between Shucho and Azekiah, and y'all can read the next name. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched in the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And they went out, a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Someone has figured out he was about 9 feet tall. And he had a helmet, brass, upon his head. And his arms were covered with mail, a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. All right. And verse number 8, drop down to verse number 8. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and you and ye a man, a servant of Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then ye shall be our servants and serve us. Let me just stop there. Father, we pray that you administer to our heart. Help us to convey these thoughts that you've laid in our heart. We pray in the name of Jesus. Bless your people. Thank you for coming and ministering to our heart this day. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. For it's in your name we pray. And everybody said, tell your neighbor you still love them. We have the story here of David and Goliath. And you know the story. We preached on it different times over the years. But as I was reading earlier this week in my devotion, as I read down to verse in 21, 22, 23, when David gets to the army, and let me just, he was sent on assignment. Okay? David wasn't there just by happen chance. He was sent by Jesse, his father. So let me pick up there, if you would, please. Have you seen the giant? Have you seen this giant? Do you recognize this giant? The battle of Israel and the Philistines had been going on for 40 days. Twice a day, this giant stood in the front of the Israelite army. Do you realize that we all have a giant around us every day? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're not doing much for God. Hello. There's a battle raging. There's a battle raging in America. There's upheaval. There's violence. Mistrust. Nobody knows who to believe anymore. But God is still on the throne.
Amen.
Jesse sends David to check on his brethren and to see how the war was going. We're all, you and I, as children of God, we are on an assignment. We've been called to go and see what is happening in the battle. Now, this is my latest notes. Okay? We have been sent to the house of God to see how things are going.
Come on.
David was sent to the battle because his three sons, eldest sons, were in the army of Israel. He heard about the battle. It was in array. And for 40 days, things was happening. And back then, they didn't have cell phones and text messages. The messages they got was by word of mouth. They didn't have telephones. So they would send people to the battlefield and find out what's going on. I said a moment ago, we today have been sent to the battlefield. I'm fixing to blow some of us away. The battlefield is every one of us. There's people this morning facing conflict. They're facing all kinds of battles, issues, struggles. But have we come this morning to see how the battle is going? I hope you can understand where I'm coming from. I think I've lost you, but hang on with me. I believe with all of my heart we need to learn to understand what discernment means. I could tell you things this morning that I know. But there's things that people, even in this congregation, I would say at this moment, there's a battle going on. There's a raging. That Goliath has showed up. Do you realize today that the devil doesn't want us to have anything that's godly? The enemy does not want us to have any moving of the Spirit of God. The devil does not want us to enjoy the presence of God. Are you with me?
Amen.
And part of it is, I believe, is the battles and the conflict. Let me put it like this. When that ugly giant stepped out on the battlefield ahead of the Israelite as the Philistine army, he would bellow, he would cry out and say, "Give me a man to fight." And everybody ran. They were fearful. Now, when you read the context of this story, it said the Israelite army went out with a shout and with a cry, a war cry. And just, we got a lot of shouting going on. Not just so much, we don't have to worry about shouting around here too much. Come on. We'd break Arthur loose. We cry, "We're going to battle. We're going to win." But I have a question. Where's the power? Where's the power? We can shout all we want to. We can cry out our war cry all we want to. But if there's no anointing, if there's no power, all we've got is a shout. And I hope you don't take this wrong. I don't mean it in the wrong term, but I want you to listen to me very carefully. We come to church. We raise our hands. We sing. We clap. But there's a battle raging on the inside. No, you didn't get it. I said, we may do all these things for show, but there's a battle raging on the inside of us. God, help me to say it right. There's no discernment. I know when you're hurting. I'm not talking about so much physical. I'm talking about spiritual. And physical can be involved in it. Let me reverse that. But we've been sent on assignment to understand. Are you with me? Are you hearing me? We're on assignment to cover one another with the blessing of God. And I'm trying to be calm. Just can't do it. Yet. Are we looking out for our brother and sister? Like I said, there's battles raging. Many of us in this building. Friend, let me tell you something. If you don't know how to fight the devil, you don't have much going on. I'm not being mean. I'm just stating a fact. As long as you just drift along, you shout, clap your hands, and have a good time, the devil will let you. But let me tell you something. When you start seeking God, when you start to go out and fight in that battle, guess what? He's going to rise up against you, and he's going to challenge you. He's going to challenge you. He's going to throw everything to stop you from receiving your blessing. Have you seen the giant? We have a lot of shouting. We have a lot of crying. But there's no power. David, when he got to the army, they were going out. And I hope you can understand what I'm saying is when they got out there, they set the battle in array. They got their spear. They got their sword. They got their armor on. And they're hollering, yay, 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 yay. But all of a sudden, a 9-foot giant steps out and bellows and says, give me a man to fight. And they run. They run. Why? Because they have no power. Did you get it? This is God's army. This is God's army. The nation of Israel, the army of Israel. In parentheses, you and I are the army of the living God.
Amen.
We are the army. And the enemy has buffaloed us. He has tortured us. He has tormented us. But I like what the men said when David got there. What is going on? What is happening here? You're letting this ugly giant, my terminology, okay? You're letting this guy defy the armies of the living God? And one of them speaks up and says, have you seen this giant? Have you seen this giant? No. I haven't seen that giant, but I know where a giant is a lot greater than he is. Oh, come on, church. There's a giant greater than any man. There's a giant greater than any possibility. There's a giant greater than any battle you and I will face. He's called Jehovah. He's our God. He's our deliverer. He is our leader. He's our protector. Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he's come up to defy Israel. The word defy simply means to oppose or challenge. According to Webster's dictionary, he's opposing. What do you think the enemy is doing to you and I today as Christians? He is opposing us, and he's challenging us. The challenge is a little different today, but you know what he's saying? He says, no, you can't do that. No, you can't have that. No, you're not able to do that. But we got to understand, we got to go back to the basic and pick up the idea that the devil is a liar. He can defy all he wants. He's come up to defy Israel. And it shall be the man who kills him, the king will enrich him with great riches. Oh, this is the beautiful part. And he'll even give his daughter and give his father's house tax exempt. Well, how do you like that? That's the blessing. That's the victory. Come on, church. Maybe I should have titled this, Kill the Giants. Yes. Yes. I think it's time we start killing a few. No, let's kill them all.
Kill them all.
Hallelujah. Oh, Rabasa. I'm not that I'm super, super spiritual. I'm not. I'm just a man that has fell in love with Jesus. And I'm crying out for God to do something in my life. I'm crying out for God to come in and break the chains that are binding the church of the living God. That we can have our freedom. We can have our joy. We can have our anointing back in the church.
Amen.
See, when we defeat the enemy, there's victory.
Yes, sir.
Come on, church. I just love it when... How many of you knows when God answers a prayer? There's a feeling about it. You can't explain it. There's just something about it that wells up on the inside of you. And you may not shout, you may jump up and down, but there's a joy. There's knowing that God has brought the answer. That's the victory. I like David's attitude. He liked that reward. In fact, he talks about it three different times if you look at the text. What am I going to get if I kill that giant? What am I going to get? What am I going to get? Now, here it comes. Eliab, the oldest brother. You little snotty-nosed kid. You're out here in your pride and you come to see what we're doing. It's called discouragement. We can't have the blessing no more. Why can't we? Well, we're different today. But God's not changed. You just let your pride get the best of you. No, David, it doesn't say it, but I think it's implied here. David looks at his brother. You may not like it, but I'm here on an assignment. I'm here to do what my father sent me here to do, and I'm going to do it. You can say what you will, but I'm going to stay here and get the victory. I'm going to stay here and win this battle. Lord, you're going to have to give me a new heart. David arrives with the gifts. They're out there. They're going to shout. They're shouting their battle cry. But there's no power. Can I go back to my first statement? We're on assignment. We have an assignment to see God move in our midst.
Yes, sir.
We have an assignment to get a report, to care back to the Father. Woo! Yeah, we do. Lord, there's a giant out there, and he's defying us. Are you with me? Lord, there's a hindrance there that's keeping the presence of God from moving like you want it to move. Lord, there's conflict, there's battles, there's issues, and it's robbing people of your blessing. Now, don't go out of here and say the preacher has lost it. We all going to face trials. We're all going to have problems. But remember, we are the children of the Most High God. We may face them, but we got a conqueror. We got a deliverer. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And we don't have to stay defeated. Oh, Lord, help me. I got to be mean, okay? I just love these Christians that just walk around gloom and doom and despair. Oh, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know how we're going to make it. Stand up, shut up, and square your shoulders and look the devil in the eye and say, I am a child of the living God. I'm tired of being pushed down. I'm tired of being oppressed. And I'm coming out of this battle. I'm going to win it because God is on my side. How many of us care about somebody else in the church? I'm not going to name names, but they'll know who I'm talking about. We've got one couple that they take a meal to a person just about every Sunday. Oh, y'all missed it. Nobody asked them to do it. Nobody said they had to do it. But it was put in their heart to do it. It's called ministry.
Amen.
But if we're not careful today in our society, it's all about me. It's all about me. What are you going to do for me? What if David would have had that attitude? He'd have never slew the lion and the bear. And he'd have never won the victory over the giant. Oh, come on, church. Oh, hallelujah. There they are. They're standing there. And David, when the giant bellowed, they all run back to the camp. What in the world is going on? Can you imagine? If I'm not mistaken, those of you that's been in the military, retreat was not a word that we talked about. We're not here to retreat. We're here to move out. Have you seen this giant? And this is the picture I got. David's standing there talking, and all of a sudden, here's this ugly looking thing. Because a man 9 foot tall, I guarantee you he ain't pretty. And he bellers out, and David's talking to this man, whoever he was. It doesn't matter. And this giant bellers out, and the guy says in verse 23, he said, have you seen this guy? This is the picture I get. David's talking to him. Who is this guy? Come on, church. Who is he? Oh, he's a giant. He's cried out for 40 days. He wants somebody to fight him. But nobody's willing to go. And I'm skipping a whole lot. But he asked him three times, what am I going to get if I kill this joker? right? Just take it, okay? He's a joker. He's a thief. He's an oppressor. He's a hindrance. He's a disturber. So the news gets to Saul. And Saul brings him in and says, "What is this you're talking about? I'll go fight that giant. I'll go fight that giant. I'm not afraid of him." Here it comes again. "No, David, you can't go fight that giant. You're just a kid. You're just a lad. You're a boy. And he's been a warrior since he was a boy. And look at his size." But you know what? It didn't deter David one bit. He never lost sight of what his father sent him to do. He never lost sight of the power that has been granted unto him. He never lost sight because he had two examples of the power of God working in his life. Don't, please don't. Let's get out of this habit of being bringing discouragement to people. Amen. Y'all gonna let me come back tonight? My God, if there's ever been a time in our time, in our nation, in our church, we need to uplift one another. We need to build them up. We don't need to tear them down. Listen, they're fighting a battle now. They're just trying to keep their head above water. But I tell you what, I like what Isaiah said. You may walk through the fire, but you not be burned. You may walk through the river, and it will not overflow you. Why? Because we got our hope, our vision, and our ability up in the God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
David said, "I'll go fight this giant." You can't. Who says I can't? I'm on an assignment. Come on, church. He said, "I'm on an assignment. I've been sent here by the Father." Woo! I've been sent here by the Father. Now, I know he's talking about his natural father, Jesse. But yet, the spiritual implication of that is we all, as children of God, have been sent on an assignment. Don't lose that vision. Don't lose what he has said to us. Keep it in your heart. The enemy's going to try to take it away. He's going to try to destroy it from you and distract and all these things. But you don't lose what God tells you. Well, I forgot what translation, New Living Translation, I think it is. It says, "But David persisted." You're not going to talk me out of it. I'm not going to change my idea. I'm not going to change what I'm sent here to do. Saul consented. "All right, David." See, the enemy works in a lot of different ways. Now, bear with me. He says, "Well, if you're going to go fight this giant, you got to have armor on." So he gives him his armor. And he straps it on, the helmet, the breastplate. And then one commentator said he straps a sword around his on top of all that. And I love it. If you can find it, Matthew, I don't know where it's at. You'll just have to find it. He said, he puts it on. If the enemy can tie us up, if the enemy can get us distracted. He's won half the battle. Now, Sister Gina shared with us earlier, you're right on target, sister. You're on target. Buckle your seatbelt. It's fixing to get rough. We have put on a lot of stuff we don't need. We have put on a lot of junk that the enemy said it'd be all right. But it's a deception. It will destroy you spiritually. God never intended you to go there. Well, we're living in a different society. Well, that, Brother Petty, that culture just still aggravates me. The culture's different. I don't care what the culture does. God has never changed. He never will. He's still God. He'll always be God. We've taken on a lot of stuff. In fact, Hebrews tells us that we should cut loose every weight and sin that does so easily beset us. Cut it loose. The New Living Translation that I read out of there, it's just a paperback Bible for my daily devotion. It said he took two steps and stopped. It didn't take him long. Two steps. Can y'all see him? You cannot win your battles with somebody else's armor. You can pray for them, you can help them, but you got to walk on your own. The Bible said he took some steps and he stopped and he took it all off. Laid it down, he looked at Saul and says, I'm sorry, but I can't do this. We got to step out of somebody else's anointing.
Come on.
I'm not here, Brother Petty, Brother Joe. I love these men. They're ministers of the gospel. But I cannot walk in their anointing. I have my own. Somebody said it. I heard it. My hearing aid's working good today. I walk in my own anointing. And every child of God filled with the Holy Spirit, I hope you discern when the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart to obey God. When the enemy's telling you, don't sing that song, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, you can't go there. Get rid of that junk. Take it off of you. Get rid of it. Throw it down. It's not for you. It's for somebody else. Now the next verse. Oh, let me find it. I got something here. Y'all hold on just a second. Matthew, go to the next verse. Let me find it right quick. What he said, I'll go fight that giant. I got it here somewhere. I ain't got the 5 pages, y'all. Is that all right? I'll go fight that giant. There it is, there it is, there it is. Y'all didn't know I was going to preach all that, did you? Goliath steps up and says, give me a man to fight. David says, I'll fight him. He leaves Saul, goes down through the valley. The Bible said he picks up 5 stones. Now, I've heard all kind of preachers say, why did he have 5 stones? Really, the Bible doesn't say. But I've heard people say, well, he might have 5 brothers. But I saw something last night as I was studying. I run across this. 5 smooth stones. There are 5 of them. He picked up prayer. Stone number 1, he picked up prayer. David was a prayer warrior. David was a man of prayer. Number 2, he picked up faith. At this moment, he's walking by faith. right, Lord, I've stepped out here. I'm obeying you. It's in your hands now. But he didn't waver. Number three, he picked up hope. Lord, you said this is what's going to happen. And I believe it. I know you can do it, and I'm trusting you to do it. That's hope. Hello. Amen. Number four, he picked up God's word. Amen. If you hide the word in your heart, you're not sin against God. Amen. Number five, he picked up the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Woo, you're talking about something. It's so powerful. Oh, Lord, I done run out of time. Why didn't y'all tell me? I know, but I just looked at the clock. I'm past 12 o'clock. Huh? I got all afternoon. Let me hurry. Five smooth stones. He goes down through the brook. Here comes this guy. He's armed with all of his armor. And David, all he's got's a sling and a staff. But what the enemy doesn't know, he has the anointing and the power of God behind him. Come on. Listen, when you're in these battles like this, you got to have the Spirit moving. When the Spirit is moving, you got to be so keen. Yes, sir. You got to be keen and understanding what He's saying. You got to be listening. You can't be distracted. When David left Saul, he left everything behind except him and God. He puts one of those rocks in that sling. Now, it's not like we grew up with where you pulled it back between a Y, you know. There's strings with a cup on the bottom of it. And he put a rock in there and they sling it like this. And they are perfect with those things. The shepherd men of Israel. The giant said, "How dare you come against me?" He cursed him by his gods. He said, "Am I a dog?" "No, but you're a pagan. You're a pagan. And you're defying the armies of God." But he said, "You come with me all that, I come with you in the name of the Lord." And when he got at a certain point, God said, "Turn that rock loose." Phew. It left that sling. It picked up the power of God. It missile-guided that thing to right about somewhere right in here. That's the only spot he had to hit. Now you think about that. But God knew where to put it. And he hit him. Boom! He starts staggering. What in the world has happened? It knocks him down. David runs up there, grabs a sword. Wow! You know why? He was on an assignment. Amen. We can kill the giant. Amen. Stand with me, please. I'm sorry I run over time. But I can't apologize for the message. Oh,
Holy Spirit, take these words, minister to every heart and life. I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have equipped each one of us with your Holy Spirit. You have equipped us with your presence. Help us to stand on our square feet and look the devil in the eye and say, not today. Not today. I'm a child of the King. I'm royal priesthood, a chosen vessel. You may come all you want, but you're not going anywhere. I'm gonna defeat you at every moment. Hallelujah. Father, I pray you bless your people. Minister to our life today. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening today to the podcast of Pastor Daniel Braddock. If you are encouraged and uplifted by Pastor Braddock's preaching, please write a positive review on your favorite podcast app. Subscribe to this podcast on your app so you will not miss any future episodes. Take the word preached by Pastor Braddock and share it with your family, your friends, and your community. May God bless you today.